thank you for joining Mustache Chris and I on Organized Crime and Punishment, a history and crime podcast. Here is a teaser for upcoming episodes of Organized Crime and Punishment. If you like what you hear, look in the description for links to full podcast episodes. Become a friend of ours by subscribing to the show and following us on social media. Tell a friend about Organized Crime and Punishment so your friends can become friends of ours. Forget about it. I think it captured something of the age, even though it was a little cartoonish in some ways. And it was very, it painted the gangs, I think, a little cartoonishly. It didn't have the crisp edges. And then they insert a fake gang in there, and that becomes the ultimate antagonist. The Crips and the Bloods kind of melt away, and it's this gang, the 21 Street Gang, who's, as far as I know, it wasn't a real gang. And I think just maybe to not get the Crips or the Bloods angry, they made up this fake gang. But I think that one of the things is that it never had a clear antagonist. There was the one guy, High Top, and then he flips, and then it switches over to Rocket, and you think that he's going to be sort of the Bond villain, but he doesn't turn into that. And then the ultimate enemy or the antagonist in the film is this gang that nominally was friendly with Robert Duvall and Sean Penn's character the whole movie. And you could in one way look at it was a clunky storytelling, but I think in a way it really shows that how complicated the streets were for the nobody was really your friend, nobody was your enemy either.
And a lot of relationships are very contextual. I ran into people that I had fought with and arrested in different settings, not off duty. I didn't have that happen very often, but, you know, while working, you know, go to a party call or something and he's just chilling there and he's not being a jerk and he's not under arrest and he doesn't have a warrant. And we actually have a cordial conversation that's quasi-friendly, but we both know if I get behind his car and he's got a felony warrant or he's holding drugs or a gun or something, that it's on, right? And we know he's going to run. We know he knows I'm going to chase him. He knows if he gets out and points his gun at me, I'm going to shoot. If he runs from the car, I'm going to chase him. If he throws a fist, I'm going to throw one too. And like we both know that. And it's interesting. Some of these criminals that I came into contact with, like there's kind of a code and it's like, you know, hey, I got slammed on the ground. I chased a guy down an alley one time and I was all by myself. I was undercover. Well, I wasn't undercover exactly. We were playing close detail and I jumped out of the car to chase one guy. And my partner jumped out to chase the other guy. And I go down this alley and it's in a residential neighborhood. And I had my radio with me, but like a dumbass, I didn't flip the power on.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.